Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call of Finolex Chemicals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. And now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala from Finolex Chemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is always a pleasure to connect with our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. We deeply appreciate your time and continued trust in Finolex Chemicals Limited. Finolex is not just a specialty chemicals company. We are a solutions-driven organization built on innovation, customer centricity, and sustainable value creation. Our integrated product range, strong global presence, and deep industry relationships position us to cater to the evolving needs of a wide spectrum of industries. During this quarter, we continue to build on this foundation and achieve several important milestones. On 9 December 2025, we acquired controlling stake in CrudeChem Technology Group, a U.S.-based specialty chemical manufacturer of advanced chemical fluid additives and comprehensive oil field chemical solutions for the global oil and gas sector. This acquisition is fully aligned with our communicated growth plan and a long-term strategy of expanding into technology-driven specialty segments. With this acquisition, we have added two new manufacturing plants, increasing our overall capacity by approximately 80,000 metric tons per year. The group brings a cutting-edge technical lab and an innovative product portfolio of more than 90 specialty chemicals designed to optimize oil field and water treatment performance. It has a leading presence in the friction reducer market, continuously outperforming competitors in third-party testing. This group's in-house specialties include product design and testing, manufacturing, last-mile delivery, and field engineering support, enabling complete end-to-end solutions. Most importantly, the acquired group shares the same ESG-driven philosophy that forms a core pillar of Finolex's long-term vision, reinforcing our commitment to sustainability, compliance, and responsible growth. The company has served several marquee global customers, including NESR, Nexstar, Devon Energy, and ExxonMobil, amongst many others. Overall, this acquisition significantly strengthens our global positioning in oil and gas segment and enhances our ability to deliver high-performance customized solutions to international clients. It is also EPS accretive and expected to contribute meaningfully to both revenue growth and margin expansion going forward. On the industry front, during the quarter, India signed multiple strategic trade agreements, including those with the UK, the US, and the European Union. These agreements are strategically positive for Indian specialty chemical sector and create a significant long-term advantage for us. Across the India-US and the India-UK trade firms, several common themes emerge. Tariff rationalization and improved market access for petroleum products, petrochemicals, and specialty chemicals input. Technology transfer and financing support for modernizing oil and gas infrastructure with lower emission technologies, and encouragement of partnerships in refining technology, clean fluids, and transition energy initiatives. Also, from a market perspective, the North America opportunity is substantial. As India increases energy trade with the US and strengthens cooperation with the UK, activity across drilling, refining, and midstream services is expected to rise. This directly supports demand for oil field specialty chemicals, including high-performance additives and friction reducers. Arindam ji will now take us through the key developments during the quarter.
Hello. Thank you, RTG, and very good afternoon, everyone. We are expanding onto the trade deal, and its effects on the textile sector is significantly strengthened India's textile export competitiveness, particularly under the UK and the EU frameworks. As you all know, zero duty access on majority of textiles and apparel export to both the UK and EU has been announced. Removal of earlier tariff ranging from 8 to 12% and in some cases up to 16% will significantly improve price competitiveness of Indian manufacturers. Textile exports projected to grow 30 to 45% by 2030 in certain markets and categories, potentially adding $1.1 to $1.2 billion annually in incremental exports. Importantly, the processing and finishing stages consume the highest volume of specialty chemicals, particularly in the wet processing and advanced finishing applications where we are the masters. There is also a structural shift underway, such as export markets like EU increasingly demand eco-friendly, low emission, and high performance formulation. This drives a transition from commodity dyes to premium performance chemicals as textile processors upgrade their formulation to meet stricter environmental and compliance standards. Demand for value-added specialty chemicals expected to rise. We are equipped with all-round certification, as you all know. Now I request Sanjayji to take us through the financial performance during this quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Arindamji. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to start by highlighting to all that the quarter three financial year 26, our total revenue grew by 46% to 190 crores compared to the last year quarter three. This performance reflects both strong underlying demand and the strategic expansion of our international businesses. Our export share has increased significantly to 48% in quarter three financial year 26 from 25% last quarter, demonstrating our growing international presence and traction. Importantly, even post-acquisition, the company maintains a strong, healthy position of approximately 340 crores. This healthy cash balance enables us to remain debt-free even during our ongoing expansion phases and provides sufficient financial flexibility to pursue additional inorganic growth opportunities as a plan, as our long-term strategic roadmap. Additionally, during the quarter, the company has received approximately 35.68 crores pursuant to the conversion of 75% of the outstanding warrant. Out of this, the promoter exercised 5 lakh warrants amounting to aggregate consideration of approximately ₹17.3 crores, reflecting continued promoter confidence in the company's long-term growth trajectory. Looking ahead, our long-term growth trajectory remains robust, with innovation continuing to be the key driver of our business. The ongoing integration is expected to generate meaningful operational and product leverage synergies over time, strengthening revenue visibilities and supporting sustained growth across global markets. With that, I now open the floor for questions. Thank you. Over to you, Nirav.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Manu Kumar Singh from MK Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, Mr.
Hello.
Manu.
Hello. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Manu Kumar.
Sir, this is what we want to see as FCL growing at this pace. Very, very congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, my question is, sir, is labor code impact included in the results or not?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Sir, labor code, the new labor code that has been implemented, that impact have been included in the results or not?
No, that has not been yet included, but we'll get into the more details about it and let you know about that.
Okay.
As such, our labor cost is not much, So it is not going to impact any greatly things, and already if it is all the social welfare activities, etc., have been already been taken to the book since beginning.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Sir, second question. Sir, sir, no, any update on orders from AquaStrike, sir? Last control, you said now the summers have come. Any update you want to share, sir?
Yeah, it is in the process. Definitely, it's in the process. We are getting very great, you know, kind of interest coming up from the authorities. I think in a couple of very near, we should be having some good news on that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Manu Kumar, I request to come back for a follow-up question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Aswa Kemal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Aswa Kemal, may I request to unmute your line and proceed with your question?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's regarding the, my question. After the acquisition of CCM, what will be our new margin? And the second question is, what is the, like, how much percentage of revenue is from the hygiene segment and oil and gas segment and individual? Can you give some guidance?
Yeah, regarding CCT Group, we had acquired it on 9 December. It's in USA, and there were at least almost 10 days holiday due to the Christmas and the New Year's. So as such, there was only 15 days working, going around, which we could add it, consolidate in the books. So as per the last records, their annual record, annual sales has been more than $60 million, it's $65, $66 million broadly. And there is a lot of expansion going on. There is a new plant also which will be coming up very soon there. And so we're just in the initial stage of integration, integrating the things and systems, and a lot of strategies have been brought to surface. Regarding the mix, as I can see in the quarter three, so as such, 55% is textiles now, 15% is cleaning and hygiene, and the remaining 30% is the specialty oil field. That is the broad industry verticals which we are into. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I will.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddharth Lakhanwal from Darsh Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Sanjay ji, and congratulations on a decent set of number. I have two questions broadly, just like you explained the verticals, textile, and then like home care and drilling. So on the textile side, I believe the volumes are up, but sir, there's been a trend of declining realizations. So yeah, what are those now, and how do you expect them to progress going forward given the government push also on the textile side? So what do you see, what do you foresee in the near future? That will be on the textile side. Should I complete all my questions?
I can answer this one first. I'll take this one first. So actually in textiles, what has happened, as you know, India is largely depending and supplying to the USA markets. And that's also the reason that, you know, most of the textile Indian corporates, exporters, let's say from, I mean, whoever is the listed companies, all of them have their dependency on USA, which started in first April, that is the financial new year almost, and it lasted till January, just around the, like 2 weeks back, it has been, got back to the old ones, in fact, better than the old one. So then the hit has come, everyone had a decline in their businesses, and so did we also. However, because our product range has been growing, our teams have been growing, and we have been getting more and more traction from various number of new customers also. So we were not having that much decline in our businesses in textiles. So, and also there was some pricing pressure in the last quarter. Because this call is about the last quarter, till then the impact was totally felt in the by the Indian textile company. So that is what we have also experienced. And Yeah, so also you could say so that the H1 was not greatly great enough because of this kind of situations which we have faced globally. So going forward, now India has not good relations.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we rejoin Sanjay back to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have line for Sanjay Sir reconnected. So please go ahead.
Yes. Sorry, the line got cut. So I'll just repeat the last few sentences. So right now, our customers are getting great order books going forward, and they have told us to gear up for the new supplies and things like that. So way forward is going to be much, much better than the H1. And that's what we are expecting.
Sure.
Yes, Mr.
And sir, in the home care side, as you mentioned, and we faced pressures there as well. In the initial quarters, first two quarters, and since basically the last two quarters of the previous financial year. So current levels, we seem to be stabilizing on these levels. So how do you see this vertical of yours going forward as well, given that realizations also have moderated to quite an extent, and now they seem to be stabilizing? So on the volume front, sir, what do you expect?
So quarter three was much better than quarter one and two in the cleaning hygiene segment also. So we believe that there were, all the low demand, everything is behind us now, and way forward, we are looking forward for great opportunities coming up. And there are a lot, many more products that we have added on, more sales team, more distribution channels. We are cracking a lot, many bigger accounts now. So there is a lot of action going on right now. And this is one of those months where basically the cleaning operations generally happen more just before the summers and the summers. So now this is the period where this business picks up more because it's too much. The temperature rises in India and then there is a more cleaning going on with the consumers. Yeah.
Understood. Okay. And sir, in the drilling chemicals and other segment that you have, we've seen a significant uptick in volume now and also with your acquisition of CCP. So given this volume trend, you see even higher volumes from the drilling chemicals and the specialty chemical side. Also, what will be the margin profile, sir, here? Because I believe that CCP acquisition was at a 7-8% kind of EBITDA level. When can we see margin going up in the near future, if you could please give some timeline of what are your plans here?
Okay, so what I would like to mention here is it's not, CCT is not into only drilling and other stuff. It's totally into providing systems and packages which are like solutions for these companies and taking into the various functions in the oil specialty field. So that's one. Yes, it will be growing more and more rapidly. And right now, I was mentioning that, this has been consolidated from 9 December only. And that also it had a Christmas holidays and New Year. And in US, it's, it's almost like closing. Everything is closing down from, let's say, 20th of December. So, yeah, those things factored in is also there in the books. Going forward, it's super exciting right now for us, number one. Number two, as we have also invested in the company, 30% of the proceeds has been introduced in the company. And that has helped to reduce the purchases, the negotiations, the purchase negotiations. If you can also go through one of our, the TV channel interviews, maybe that is also something which will enlighten you about what are things going on there. Plus, we had a con call also on this topic separately in the month of December. First or second week. So if you want more insights about that, that would be a right reference. But yeah, this is what I can, we are doubly sure that. So integration is going on. Margins are going to, it's already started improving. And of course, it takes a little bit of time. We have been spending a lot of time in US. There is a lot of action going on. So yes, going forward, we are hopeful that, this next coming financial year would be excellent than what has been done in the past.
Thank you. Sardar Lakhanwar, I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Himkesh Kattar from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is regarding the textile segment. So in FY25, we saw an uptick in the volumes of textile chemical sales, and we also added new customers. But there was a decline in the hygiene segment, which resulted in a meager growth in our overall revenue. Now that we have completed the deal with the Europe and UK and US, what is the size? Like, are you seeing, you have started witnessing an uptick in order book, or what is the quantum of growth that you are expecting coming from these deals?
So actually in textiles, let's put it like the US is one of the biggest markets for Indian textile companies. And from first week of Feb, there was an announcement. It seems that yes, the imports have been started getting cleared off at the lower tariffs. If not, maybe this month would be the, you know, where all the, you know, the resolutions and the import tariffs, everything is going to get back to the normal old ones or better than that. So going forward, yes, already the orders which are being there in the customers, they have doubled by now. There is a lot of traction which we are seeing. The demand is increasing. So way forward, we are very confident that it will be much better than the year, financial year 25 also. There's no doubt about it. So we are just making sure and we are just waiting for things to shape up more. So I think in a couple of months, we'll be having the exact understanding where we have reached and where the trend is going to. So trend is definitely going to improve. There is no doubt about it. If that's your question, this is the answer. But how much we can, capitalize on it is something which we are working upon.
So, sir, as we saw in the industry as well, that both Earthwind, Wellspun, as other companies were also doing a lot of capex in FY24 and FY25 towards improving their capacities. So there must be some like an uptick that they are also expecting in orders, and you know that will trickle down to our order book as well, if I'm correct, right?
Well, of course, yeah. Like I said, the order books for them have already started increasing in the last 10 days. There's no doubt about it. So rather than some of the companies are again talking of expansions for the coming next 2 years. So that's also a very positive update. And it's not even 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, you know, a lot of things has to flow down to the ground realities where the effect to be seen. So yeah, that's something I think we need to wait a couple of weeks or months time to understand where is it exactly going forward to. But textile is definitely going to boom compared to what it had faced in the last 3 quarters.
Okay, that's very helpful, sir. And second question regarding our latest acquisition. So as our understanding is that the FY25 revenue was around $65 million. And during the acquisition also, and in the latest investor presentation also, Finetex has reiterated the guidance of achieving $200 million of revenue by 2030, that is around, let's say, 1800 crores in India, right? And our current revenue stands at around 590 crores as of TTM. So is the management still confident of achieving this kind of growth where we are growing 3x in the next 4 years?
It's not too old a statement what we have made. And I think, why not? I mean, that's what is looking evident actually. And this is the right time. So now everything is shaping up very well. I think definitely the worst is behind us. Textile is getting back very quickly, and similar for the oil and gas. Yeah, so we have this crude came. There is a lot of more actions going on there for new expansions and a lot of more strategic tie-ups also going in. So we are really working very closely in all those developments.
So what is going to be the, increasing your oil chemical business also from, 3x from 65 million to 200 million? So what is the strategy that management is employing? Increasing supply to current clients only, or expanding it to Indian markets as well, the product?
So generally what happens in the oil field chemicals, there is a lot of investments which is required in terms of capital. And now we are there. We have the capital cash on books, as we have told them. So we are gauging and capitalizing every opportunity which we get. We are working with the biggest companies of the world. Those who are like, let's say, from half a $1 trillion business to, let's say, $30 billion businesses. So, I mean, these are the companies that have huge amount of opportunities. They need companies like us, aggregators, and they need companies like us who can develop the package for them, work together. There's a lot of new drillings coming up in various countries. And, I mean, a lot of exploration coming up in various countries. And so they need partners there. We are ready. I mean, there's a lot of things. It's not possible for us to explain these things on the call, but yeah, apparently there has to be a lot of things happening. It's not one thing. It has to be a package of things. It has to be more product information. We are adding more and more team members, more geographies, and more capital, more investments, everything. So then only you can have these kinds of targets set. So it's not one factor. It's accumulation of all the factors because of which we are confident.
Thank you. In case I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Vinay Nadkarni from Hathway Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, Sanjay.
Hello, Vinay.
Yeah, good numbers this quarter. Just wanted two bookkeeping questions and one question on how your Q3 FY25 numbers and Q3 FY26 numbers are shaping up. If I see Q3 FY25, your total number of figure of sale was 125 crores, and you said 76% was better.
Can you repeat the last sentence? You said Q3 financial year 25
was 125.92 crores. Correct? The sales, revenue from operations, rather. And in that, you have said 76.
Yeah, 130. 76%
domestic and 24% international. That translates to around 96-odd crores for domestic and around 30 crores for international. If I see the same numbers in FY26, it comes to 95.58 crores of domestic and around 88 crores of export. So has the domestic really not grown at all year on year?
Yeah, definitely. Domestic has not grown because the companies whom we are working for are already depending on the U.S. markets. And not only us, I mean, anyone in textiles will definitely have businesses in U.S., and U.S. has not done at all well. You can see our main major customers like Himad Sinha's, Intercoms, Vardhman. I mean, these are the companies, Gokul Das. So these are the companies which have not been doing meeting their expected growth at all. So
the drop in textile was compensated by increase in other sectors, is it, during this period? Or because there's no drop, I really see Q3 to Q3.
I would say there is not a substantial drop at all. Now, why there was no substantial drop is because we added more customers, more products. We became a little bit aggressive in the pricing. Average realization prices has also gone down in some product line. So we were trying to, let's put it like, manage the textile entire division on that lines up to December. And yes, as you rightly said, yes, the drilling came at a time where, we could have this thing also together with our group. And so that's also the reason why you can see that the domestic is almost mute. The growth is same for domestic, but exports has gone up because of the U.S. factor also.
Yeah. Now, in exports from 30 to 88, how much is contributed by Malaysia and how much is this includes exports from India, or export from India is a part of domestic business?
So rather, I'll come to your, to make it more simpler for you or maybe where the question is going towards. I can say that, almost 50 crores of this is contributed by U.S. crude chem. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think then you can do your math about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That I'll do. So perfect. And now the second part was on RM consumption. If I really see there is a huge growth in the raw material consumed part, which has really dropped your gross margins this time. Any particular reason there?
So as I have been, so what has also happened is, I wouldn't say it's a, if you see the 9 months, okay, so we are at, let's say, 36% gross margins now. Even in 9 months, we are 36%. Earlier, it was 38%. But then there is the crude chem factor, which has also come in. And so, of course, there can always be written recalibration of things. And so that is one of the reasons why it has changed. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, a little bit margin pressures we got in India in the textiles because many companies, we had to support them in the times of tariff, which we are rolling back, by the way. We have already written to our customers last week that we are rolling back the prices. The discount which we are giving to them as a supply chain partner and a collaborator, which will be reversed in the from 1st March or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. I'll join back in. Thank you, Vinay. Thank you, Vinay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prasad from Kamakhya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So CCT Group...
Prasad, sorry to interrupt. Can you please speak through the handset?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, much better, Mr. Prasad.
So, sir, in CCT Group, what kind of ROICs are we currently, you know, delivering, and what kind of ROICs are we envisaging post achieving $200 million worth of targets that we have envisaged?
So, if you if you consider the entire quarter three, our ROIC is for the quarter three is almost 27% broadly. I am very sure CCT's figures will be ROC will be much better than that, because they have been working. There was a, let's put it in this way, they had a capital crunch, and that's why we are in that. Plus, at the same time, we had a lot of synergies, cross-selling, product technologies, which they understand the kind of capabilities Finotex has, the kind of ambition plans Finotex has. So that was one of the reasons we were able to take it up in that way. So now that the after our arrival, the ROCs are going to be much better than where it is now.
Okay, okay. And we consolidated about 15 days worth of revenues for CCT Group in this quarter, right?
I mean, sometimes what happens, it is 15 days, but then, you know, because there are some targets also on the, you know, for completing in the December. Broadly, it was just, a short bookkeeping thing which has to be, so that would not lead to any, this thing. But yeah, this from this quarter, you will see something which is really desirable.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side.
Thanks, Mr. Prashant.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikrant Sahu from RK Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr. Vikrant, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions on the crude chem part of the business that we have acquired recently. This might be a repetition of what you have said, but I just wanted to know that crude chem, the EBITDA for it is about 7% roughly. So I just wanted to know that how much did it contribute to Finotex's revenue on an EBITDA level, and what would be the margin that we'll be looking at going forward?
So actually, the EBITDA level percentage which you are talking about is historical, and going forward, it's already getting much better than where it is now because of the, you know, the the capital introduction and other better pricing and the negotiations with suppliers on contracts, etc. The way forward is going to be it has to be at always double digits. So that's the way I'm looking at things. And could you repeat your second part of the question?
Can you? I don't know how much did it contribute on a consolidated basis for us this quarter. I believe it has been consolidated.
It's done. That's what, right? Yeah, as you said, you know, it's a repetitive question, but I'll take it up. So it's like 50 crores for the quarter three. Okay, so that's the number, broadly.
Right. So for about maybe 20, let's say 1 month, we have acquired, got around 50 crores of revenue. So for the entire quarter, if we see, can we expect 150 crores, or it is 150 or 50 crores for the entire quarter that we have taken in our books?
No. It has to be only from the date we transferred the shares. It's like 9 December. So that's the date. You cannot take it from October for sure.
Got. But so basically next quarter, we can expect anywhere around 150, 160 odd crores, if my understanding is right.
Yeah, on those, if you go by that math, yes.
Got it. Secondly, I just wanted to know that if you see the previous quarter, we had about 340 crores of cash in hand. And even this quarter, we have about 350 odd crores cash in hand, and we have done significant amount of spending in the previous quarter, be it the bonus or the dividend or the acquisition. So I just wanted to know where or how are we maintaining such a heavy cash in hand?
So I will also mention not only that, if I talk to you about, let's say, last 2 years, so there has been a good capex in the new Ambala facility where the company has invested almost. So let's say the new office and the new plant in Ambernath, which is the, you know, which we have done last 18 months by now or something like this. We have already deployed 120 crores broadly. And so, yeah, that's one thing I would like to mention. At the same time, yes, you know, there is a good receivables. We are being very much more efficient enough in handling our businesses and operations. And yeah, so there has been increase in that. And yeah, that's all I can tell you about this. So apart from that, plus the acquisition which has been done, it's already paid for and already, so there has been some, as I also mentioned in the beginning, there was 35 crores odd which has been received from the investors, including the promoters, which is 17.3, which is in fact myself. And so yeah, 35 crores has come in during this period in the company in quarter three. So yeah, broadly, this is the where we are today.
Got it, sir. And the final question I have from my end is that given the oil and gas boost that we are seeing recently in the Western Hemisphere of the world, I just wanted to know how much will our revenue grow from oil and gas, because I believe we are at a very insignificant level at this point in time. So I just wanted to know going forward, how much are we expecting oil and gas to contribute, and as a matter of fact, other revenue streams for us as well, be it chemicals or FMCG or textile. So I just wanted to know what is the revenue split that we are looking for moving forward.
So, you know, if we go by your question and take it up more ahead, I can, so basically if you say, let's say, by you said like 150, so let's say together, I'm very sure in the next financial year, we are going to be 1,000 crore plus companies in terms of businesses. So that's given from your own derivations of the quarterly of the sales of CCT and things like that. And that's the normalized on the lowest side, I can say. Because now oil and gas, everything is going very well in US. More and more exploration activities is on. Textiles is going to be very good from this this period, which is going on, let's say from next month for sure. And so even cleaning and hygiene, more and more products have been added, more team members, more big accounts have been started off. So that's the way I can say so. And even if you do the math, I think oil and gas businesses should be around 45 to 50% of our total businesses. So, I mean, to answer that question, although we are a little bit earlier in getting into such kinds of, you know, under the viewpoint, but yeah, this is for the numbers, yeah, it is evident enough.
Got it, sir.
Thanks.
If I could squeeze in just one last question. I just wanted to know that what kind of spends that we are looking at for crude chem, because I believe we have a goal or an aspiration to increase the capacity there as well.
Yeah.
So just wanted to know in the coming few years, maybe next 2 to 3 years, what kind of spends are we looking at in terms of expanding the facility as well as R&D for them?
So there is a lot of projects which we have already started working upon. And in any way, I can only tell you that, you know, apart from the current cash flows which we have, and by the time we start deploying more capital in crude chem, definitely there will be more cash generated by the company for the existing businesses. So even if to say on the highest level, it will not be above, let's say, 70, 80 crores. So let's say less than $10 million. Now that's not a big number. I'm talking of 2 years time or 1.5 years time. So broadly, I think this would be a good kind of value. But yeah, that's all being done by internal accruals.
Got it.
By the way, I want to mention on this line, I want to mention Crude Chem is a debt-free company right now. So that's also, I would just like to mention all participants about it. Yeah.
So I guess overall we do intend to remain debt free in all aspects.
Perfect. Exactly right. So that's always been the, you know, we have been always very disciplined in, you know, deployment of our cash. And so we look forward to be more and more efficient in our operations and going to the next level.
Definitely. Thank you. Goes in the balance sheet as well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aniruddha Daga from AV Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sanjay. Congratulations. My first question is on the line of the preferential conversion. So what is the amount of warrants that has been lapsed?
Okay, that's the only question or you want to continue that?
No, I have one more, but since you like to answer one at a time, so I thought.
So I think we have got more than 70% of, no, sorry. So yeah, in the quarter three, I can say, yeah, almost 80% or, yeah, 80% has been, only 20% has been lapsed maybe. So yeah, that will be added to the reserves directly. It will not touch the P&L,
right,
if that is your accounting question.
Yeah, yeah, it was only the accounting question. And sir, regarding CCT, so 50 crores now is what has been added to the top line, as you said. Now, so assuming 50 crores in say like 20 days, if we just do the math, it could be like 160, 170 crores on the quarter. But then CCT is doing 600 crores approximately on annual basis and we have a 53% stake. How are we adding about the entire turnover?
I think for that you need to refer to the you know, the right professionals, because that's the, as per the accounting standard, this is the process. It's not our wish or anybody's likings to. We have to just follow the system set by the Institute of Chartered Accounts.
So we are, so from my understanding is we are adding the entire CCT.
It's not about me. It's not about us or not a choice. It's not a choice. It's obligatory to do that. That's the normal process. It's not about, that's the normal way it works.
Thank you. Aniruddha, I'll request to come back for a follow-up question. Next follow-up question is from Nan of Hemkesh Kattar from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, again for taking my question. So my follow-up question is regarding, first of all, the CAPEX. So what is the CAPEX that the company is expecting to incur in FY27 and 28?
Okay. So yeah, you mean overall, right? For all the
Overall, yes.
So you know, recently, as I did mention now also, that recently we have started. Last year only we have started. Oh no, maybe sorry. This current financial only we have commissioned our new plant, Amarnath plant, which is one of the largest land parcels and one of the best state of the art investment which we have done recently. So that is also taking care of our requirements organically. There can be a little bit more requirements, let's say 10, 20, 30, 40 crores, something like that. It's not going to be massively required right now on the organic front. So from the CapEx point, this is something which I can tell you. Going forward, as the 9 months was for the domestic demand was, it was the muted demand, muted growth. The reason being, like I said, about the US and India. So let us see how it fares in a couple of months, and then we can always be ready with our new plans and new projects. Once we are able to utilize the existing production capacities to an optimum level.
Okay. And so follow-up question to that, what is the current, like I understand that we commissioned a new plant in August only, but what is the current capacity utilization of the plant overall?
So if you talk about the overall capacity utilization of the entire company, right now it is almost 64%. And so basically, you know, we were able to, I can say that, you know, we were able to increase some of the product lines and have a better, so this quarter the volumes has gone up. And in fact, if you compare to the last year quarter, there has been a last year, year on year basis, quarter three, there has been a almost 39% of increase in the volumes. So I think the volumes are getting better. Now we need to get more and more.
Excuse me, this is 39% excluding the oil business or including?
No, everything is included now.
Oh, include. Okay.
you know, the best way to understand the company now would be on the console basis, because there is a lot of action going on in the foreign subsidies, things like that. So I think we will have to eventually get into the format of understanding it on the totality.
Understood. And so just one last question from my side, that I understand that our like focus has moved more towards oil because of the recent acquisition, and textiles because of the tailwinds that we are seeing in the industry. But is there any update on the water treatment chemicals, like we had basically launched that product also, but not seen an uptick in the revenue? So are you seeing any uptick moving forward in, let's say, FY27 or maybe 28?
See, I'll tell you what is the model of Pinotech. So what we do typically is, like, we do polymerization, esters, sulfonation, phosphonations, and all the reactions with different monomers. So what our, you know, model is that we wherever these chemistries can have outlay and a vertical, we always try to focus on those businesses more and more. Now, in oil also, you have similar kind of product lines, you know, the chemistry point of view. So that is the reason, like oil, textile, water, some of them are having overlap technologies, and that makes us very easy, because when we are expanding our capacities, we have economies of scale. And coming to the water treatment also, yes, that business is also getting better and better. There's no doubt about it. There is a lot of interest coming in from many customers. We are also going to tie up with some big companies going forward, who are the largest companies in water treatment in the world. So we were in Middle East also last week, in Saudi, Kuwait, and other countries. So there is a lot of things happening around in the water segment also. Yeah. So
can we expect a sizable revenue to come within next few years?
Yeah, definitely. Why not? I mean, there is action going on all the fronts, but everything doesn't need to happen on in one quarter. So every, you know, there is a lot of action going on in some stages, like. You know, the drilling is going well. The oil specialty, we have already proven our, you know, with the new CCT coming in, this is what we have been promising our investors, and we have delivered. So this is something which we are doing one by one. And I think now the times have come. I think this is the best time. I would also like to mention to you when we took this decision of acquiring the controlling stake in CrudeChem, the relations with US and tariffs were not in the favor. Still, we went ahead, and we were sure that, you know, eventually things are going to shape up better. So that was the time, and we took the right decisions, and now we can see the getting much and much good tailwinds coming in these sectors.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Qatar.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as a last question. I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Sanjay, sir, would like to make any closing comments?
Okay. So, thank you, participants. Thanks for your continued interest. So, Pinotech's team is always available to answer and give you some more insights. I know a lot of questions must be still left out to be answered. And, as I can understand, because there are so many things happening in various industries, and also participants would like to know what's going on in textiles, oil and gas. So we'll try to be as helpful as we can in our informations. But thank you so much for your continued support and trust in Pinotech. And I just remain committed to creating long-term value for all of you. Thank you so much. Over to you, Nirav.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Pinotech Chemical Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.